The survival of Wild Fig Coffee and Books was never a sure thing. In August, after 3 years in business, the owners, writer Crystal Wilkinson and Ronald Davis, announced plans to sell or close up shop by the end of September. But community members who had found a home there weren't about to let that happen. Supporter Adrian Wallace.
As we see across the nation, very few minority-owned companies get the support and the revenue that they need. But it had become such a community mainstay that the community decided they wanted to save it.
And so they did, pooling resources and turning the business into a worker cooperative. April Taylor, now a worker owner, says she believes they're blazing a trail for similar businesses in communities like Lexington.
We have so many people of a diverse background that are involved, that setting that example that you don't have to be somewhere where the population of people of color is extremely high to have something like this that is successful.
All told, Wild Fig is shooting for about 20 worker owners who invest either money or work hours in the cooperative. Taylor says customers won't likely see too many changes on the retail end, but the bookstore hopes to expand its outreach into the community. Wild Fig is one of few black-owned bookstores in the country. While numbers had been declining in recent years, Publishers Weekly reports just over 100 were open in April. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.